Next time, our guest is a researcher who works to keep American military personnel prepared in the face of viruses that occur naturally or might be used as weapons. She is Dr. Connie Smalljohn, chief of the Department of Molecular Virology at the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Diseases, USAMRID, in Reston, Virginia. Along with her colleagues, Dr. Smalljohn is working to optimize the health of military personnel in combat and peacekeeping pursuits around the world.
We don't want to duplicate what other agencies like CDC or the National Institute of Health are already doing. Our purpose is for primarily soldiers, and if they were deployed for whatever reason anywhere in the world, they might come in contact with something that we don't have vaccines for, because if they're not in the United States, the other U.S. agencies generally aren't working on vaccines for those. There clearly have been a lot more casualties due to disease than to any type of war situation.
Next time, DNA vaccines for hantaviruses, filoviruses, tick-borne flaviviruses, and other diseases you do not want to get.